With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. An alliance of the Democratic minority and a small group of Republicans is flexing its power in crafting the $16 billion state budget. The spending package is moving forward, despite most Republicans voting against it. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
A proposed state budget is nearing passage without the support of a majority of Republicans in the House and Senate.
Mr. Chairman, 27 senators vote aye and 23 senators vote nay.
House Bill 2 has been.
This is a continuation of a session-long alliance between Democrats and a group of more moderate Republicans on certain priorities. GOP Senator Carl Glimm of KILA, chair of the Senate's Finance Committee, expressed frustration as the budget advanced.
This growth is exorbitant, not to mention all the rest of the spending that we're not paying any attention to. We're passing everything under the sun.
Hardline Republicans cite a nonpartisan analysis that shows the draft budget is currently in the red. Supporters of the proposed budget argue that analysis includes bills they expect to die. Some contain duplicate spending. Senate Minority Leader Pat Flowers, a Gallatin County Democrat, said the spending plan is in good shape.
I think it's a good compromise budget. I think it meets the needs of Montanans in a fair and meaningful way.
The budget will have to return to the House where it originated so legislators can consider the Senate's changes. In Helena, I'm Shaley Rager.